Complete Streets is an idea not only to design city streets to move cars and trucks quickly and efficiently, but to design a city that encourages people to walk and bike and take transit, according to our next guest, C.J. Eisenbarth-Hager. Hager's the vice chairman of the Complete Streets Advisory Board. She also works for Vitalist Health Foundation. She feels like the city adopting and implementing a Complete Streets plan is a critical step to keeping Phoenix streets healthier. When the show's Paige Phelps sat down with Hager, she began there. How do health and street design connect?
One of the things that we often hear from folks about walking or biking here in the Valley and in the city of Phoenix is, I don't feel safe. And I don't think they mean because of crime. They mean because of the infrastructure, the way that we've designed our sidewalks, the places where we wait for the bus. So a huge barrier to getting people to be physically active on a daily basis is how we design and build our streets.
So Phoenix is a funny city in the middle of the desert, right? It's a grid that's tailor-made for vehicles. So are we talking a full rebuild here of the city? I mean, what's the vision here?
The vision is whenever we touch a road going forward, we think of complete streets. With the existing roads, it can be expensive, but also I think we need to look at some peer cities that are built very similar to Phoenix who are taking the plunge into complete streets completely. Los Angeles and Denver and San Antonio are three great examples. And so to look at the existing street network and be overwhelmed, I can completely understand that it is overwhelming. However, there are cities that are addressing it, and then there are also low-cost ways to reform our streets. Grand Avenue is a great example. That was a bunch of paint and planters. And you saw, as a result of those changes, people changed their behaviors. And I think sort of the unheard element of complete streets is those businesses thrived as a result.
So let's talk about the Saharan desert elephant in the room, the heat issue. How does a city like Phoenix encourage walkability when it can get up to 120 degrees?
So whenever you talk to people here in Phoenix about walking more, biking more, the two things that come up are safety. And then the other one is it's hot. Who wants to walk when it's that hot outside? Not me. And so we can't ignore that. That is a very important part of getting people to walk and bike more. If we can figure out shade and link that to increasing walking and biking, we will have solved a problem or begun to solve a problem that's looming over many other communities as well.
So next up, you're presenting your guidelines to the City of Phoenix Transportation Infrastructure Subcommittee. What are you presenting, and what's the next step after that?
The design guidelines are a step more specific than the policy or the ordinance. So this starts to get at what does this actually look like?
So these aren't new for the
no,
subcommittee.
So
why is it taking so long?
You know, I think part of it is the city staff is very stretched. I think that the folks on the advisory board are very excited and anxious for the city to move forward with this, especially in light of all of the pedestrian deaths that Phoenix incurs on a yearly basis. And then also, I do want to note that we did take an additional, I think it was 8 or 9 months, in trying to really include the development community as part of the discussion. We had a few development-related organizations had approached the city and said, hey, what is this advisory board? We think we should be included in this.
So there's a lot of stakeholders involved.
Exactly. So we actually looked at site plans. We got the big maps out on the table and said, so if we were to apply Complete Streets, the NACTO design guidelines to it, what would happen?
So because you're redesigning streets, that means development sites for residential and for commercial, and that affects parking spots, and that affects where they can put the front door. And is that what I'm hearing?
Correct. It's a new way of thinking. And there are some developers who are doing a wonderful job here in the Valley with that. And then there's a learning curve associated with those who it's a new concept for.
In the end, are you optimistic? Are the wheels turning?
Yeah, the wheels are turning. The wheels are turning. You know,
how slowly are the wheels turning? Are we talking grist mill? Or are we talking like NASCAR?
Somewhere in between. Okay. They're going
enough.
A little under the speed limit.
Okay.
But they are moving. I am optimistic. This is really important to the health and well-being of Arizonans.
CJ Eisenbarth Hager is the vice chair of the Complete Streets Advisory Board. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.